Unit 7, Lesson A, Exercises 6 and 7. 1. Sally.
I've been thinking about some simple things you can do at home, which will save on electricity and therefore fossil fuels. I try and do what I can, such as switching all the lights off when I leave the house. Apparently, if we all did this, it would make a real difference. Even small things, like boiling water in the kettle, contribute to carbon dioxide production. I didn't realise that before. So what I do is only put enough water in the kettle for one cup of coffee and not boil a whole kettle of water that I'm not going to use. That's easy. We can all do that. Every little bit counts.
2. Andrew.
I love cycling and I go everywhere by bike at the moment. I'm old enough to have driving lessons, but I've decided that I'm not going to learn to drive. I would feel guilty, as cars contribute an enormous amount to carbon emissions. So I'm going to stick to cycling and using public transport for the time being. They suit me fine, as I can go anywhere I need to by bike, bus or train. In the future, if I need a car, I hope that I'll be able to get an electric car. They produce hardly any emissions at all, and so driving one of them won't contribute to the greenhouse effect. Unfortunately, they're still very expensive, but hopefully prices will come down.
3. Isabel.
Our family is really interested in renewable energy and making our home more eco-friendly. My dad has put a new water heating system in the house, which uses renewable energy. We have flat panels on the roof. They produce electricity during the day from the sun. It's amazing! It actually doesn't even have to be very sunny and you get free electricity. If everybody did that, in industrialised countries at least, then global warming would be reduced. I'm sure that's the way forward. My dad is also thinking of putting a wind turbine on the roof to produce more electricity for the rest of the house. I think that would be cool.